Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Run, Thrive, Survive. I'm your host, Sierra Carter. And as usual, you guys, we are here to run our lives and not let life run us. Welcome to another episode. I told you I'm trying to get these out two times a week now instead of once every 7 weeks. So I'm super excited to be back here with you guys. I've got a really fun episode planned all about the new Recover red light steam sauna that I bought. Some of you have been asking me about it on Instagram. I absolutely love it. And I'm here to tell you like the pros and the cons of it and like the considerations that maybe you're on edge with it. I've got all the answers for you. And I will tell you right now, I am probably going to lean closer to buy the product. You're not going to forget it or regret it. Regret it. And I don't say that because I have it. I say it because I was sitting on this decision for a year and a half. When I moved out to Salt Lake City, I wanted to buy a steam sauna. Unfortunately, I couldn't do that because of my living situation. But now that I live alone in an apartment, I only have my desk that I do my work at. I've got a dog cage that serves as my table. And I now have a steam sauna, which makes me really, really happy inside. And I was asked on Instagram, has this improved my running since I got it? I'm going to tell you absolutely yes. I am in week number 4 of marathon training. I'm just finishing up right now as I'm recording this. When you guys listen to it, I'll be in week number 5. I had to do 50 miles this week. So far, I think I'm at 35 miles. My body has never felt better. And the only thing that I have changed in this training opposed to the other trainings is the sauna. I've been doing it 4 to 5 times a week ever since I started marathon training, along with using my massage gun to massage out my muscles while I'm in the sauna. And I think those two combinations of things have just increased my running because I'm not tired. I'm not achy. I don't feel the overuse in my body like I have in the past. You know how when you get to like Thursday, Friday, your body's just worn out. You're tired. You're ready to be done. And that long run sounds pretty miserable. I haven't felt that yet. So that is a huge plus so far that I am noticing. Again, it could be multiple factors, but that is the only thing I've changed in my running this time around. I'm still strength training. I'm still doing yoga. I'm still doing everything that I always have, except that, I mean, I used to run less miles in some of my training programs and I still felt worse than this. So I 100% am attributing it to doing my sauna 4 to 5 times a week and no less than that. I'm super strict on my sauna. I do it for about 15 to 20 minutes. Now on Fridays, I do it for a little bit longer. I try to do 30 to 45 minutes, but that's because like if you listen to my last podcast, Fridays are more of a recovery day for me. They are my chill out, relax, recover, do everything good for your body and your mind days so I can reset and not be so burnt out when I'm going from my job to my life, to my social life, to running. I do it longer that day, but I'm also just relaxing in there and just enjoying the heat. I love it. So that's my take on my sauna, on how it's affecting my run. But let's get into like some of the nuances about the sauna. So first things first, I was a little bit weary, when I actually bought this sauna because new Recover red light steam sauna, it was $399. It was on sale when I bought it and it came with a free ice, a free cold plunge. Free cold plunge pod. I haven't tried that out because I live in an apartment. I don't really know what to do to set it up and fill it up yet. I haven't figured that out. Once I do, I'll let you guys know how that one is, but it's literally just like a bucket it comes with, but it was a pretty good deal. And I got the red light that came with it. Now the sauna itself, if you're 6'1" or below, you can actually stand up in it. I love that about this sauna. I love that because one of the biggest things I was comparing this sauna to the ones I see on Amazon, a lot of the ones on Amazon you can't really stand up in, and the ones that you can that are, they're about half the price of this new Recover sauna. I will not lie to you guys, but all the concerns on Amazon were it seemed like a very flimsy tent. It kind of smells gross. It like they had a lot of like just like the ick. Like those saunas would give you the ick versus this one where it was like, you know, high quality. It's really made for like use over time and like continuous use time after time, and there's lots of space in it. I can actually lay down and do abs inside of it. Not like lay flat, but like put my feet up in the air and do some crunches. I love that about it. Like, it's so spacious for that reason. I think that's an incredible plus for it. It even came with a little small chair that you can sit on. I usually fold the chair up when I'm standing and massage myself out, and then I sit down when I want to relax. But personally, I've also just been putting a towel on the ground because it does get a little bit wet. We'll go over that in a second. Get a little bit wet, and I just sit on the ground, and I just relax and lay down, let my feet go up in the air, get my circulation going. Like, you can do so many good things with this sauna for your body because it is so spacious. It's incredible. Now, it is an easy setup. I set it up in like 30 minutes, you guys. If I could do it in 30 minutes, you guys can probably do it in 15. All right. I'm just not the best like DIY project doer, and I don't know. I struggled with it. I always struggle with things when I have to set things up. I'm a better destroyer than I am a builder, but that's just my life. But the tent is completely encompassed. So a lot of people were concerned that the floor is open. The floor is not open. The floor has a bottom on it too. I mean, like, it's just like one enclosed tent, like you would pop up when you go camping, and it's all waterproof on the bottom because it does get wet on the ground because it's a steam sauna. Sometimes the little steamer thing leaks. Like, it is what it is. Like, if that's going to steer you away from a sauna, then like, good luck next to the creepy, sweaty people in the gym saunas. Like, I'd rather just deal with this, put a towel down on the ground, and have to sit next to creepy people in the gym. Like, I digress is what I meant to say. So that was really convenient. It came with a little mat that you can step out onto, which is really nice. I mean, if you have tile, that would do better. I have carpet, so I guess, but I still have it outside, but it's a cute little addition. And it also came with a sweat towel. As athletes, we've got so many sweat towels. So I was appreciative they gave me another one, but it opens from the side. The only thing, so there's a couple like nuances that I'm like, I wish they would upgrade or change. I don't really have a good recommendation on how they can upgrade or change these things, but they should upgrade or change these things if you guys are listening. Sorry, my dog's dropped something, if you guys couldn't hear that. But when you open the side door, it goes from top to bottom. It's a pretty big opening that you'll get into. A lot of the steam comes out, and it gets kind of cold inside the steam. It takes a little bit to just like warm back up. That's pretty normal. But I feel like, you know, as if engineers are listening, you could probably fix that where so much steam doesn't leave and you have to get such a big opening. I'm not sure. That's just a really I'm reaching for this nuance and I'm trying to improve on this. That's how much I love this sauna. Like, I'm really reaching for this. And then the other one is, and like, I was a little shocked it was made this way. But the red light, I'm not super happy with the red light. I honestly am probably going to buy more red light, like lamps or something to put in there as an additional thing for myself. But it's just like a strip light that goes around the top of it. And you kind of like clip it in with these clear clips. It's not super bright. I'm not sure if it's even doing anything, to be honest with you. I feel like it needs to be a lot brighter as a red light. So I was a little disappointed with that. So if you are listening to this and you're like on the edge of getting the red light one, you could probably supplement your own red light for the price that you pay extra for the red light. Like, I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I think the other one was like $350 versus $399 with the red light. I'd probably go with $350 and supplement your own red light. Red light's really good for you guys. If you have seasonal depression, as most people here in Utah do, it really does help with the seasonal depression. So does the sauna. So I absolutely love it for that reason too. I know I'm at the end of the season and it's getting quote unquote springtime as I'm watching it snow outside, but it's still helpful. So if you are somebody that has been on edge about red light, I would highly recommend adding red light somehow, whether you buy it with the kit or you buy it on Amazon if you get the sauna. Because it is so, so good for you, so, so good for your skin, so, so good for your hair. And we could talk about the benefits of the sauna later. These are just the nuances. But again, it's just the red light and like letting so much air out. I was having a little bit of trouble with the steamer itself for a second, but I also think that's just because I'm like intellectually challenged when it comes to setting things up. Because my tube was like cranked and then I couldn't like get it to steam and I just had the hose in there and I didn't know that little like cap steamer like goes on the hose. I don't know. There's a lot of problems with it, but I do think you could get a better steamer for the sauna itself that's a little bit stronger. Because I think so what they do advertise is it goes up to 150. But what I've been reading and what I've also experienced, it probably goes up to about 130. Now, for me, that's like a perfect temperature, but when I open that door, it drops really fast and it takes a little while to build back up into that area, into that heat. And opposed to other saunas I've been to where it climbs a lot faster, I think their steamers are a lot stronger. But that's just my take. Again, I'm not an engineer. I don't really know how to improve things like that. But that's just another nuance that I've really reached for that it could be, I think, a lot stronger to really give a steamier feel to it. But the sauna does get extremely steamy. It does get really warm. I can last about 20 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes in it. So it's not horrible. It's not suffocating. But it's a good amount. It really does get your blood flowing and allow you to, you know, stretch a little bit deeper and implement that recovery that your body needs and that is necessary. So I think that's all I've got to say for you guys on the new Recover steam sauna. I do have a discount code if you are looking to get one for 10% off. That discount code is in the show notes. Please use that, you guys. You know how podcasting works. I know that a lot of us are always asking for you guys to use our discount codes. It is how we get some kickbacks for the things that we do, so it is monetized in that way. I don't want you guys to feel weird about it, but you know, if this was helpful, I would really appreciate if you use my discount code and you get 10% off as well. Other than that, you guys, if you guys have any questions, please message or DM me on my Instagram. I read those the most. Everywhere else you find me, I probably won't see that message. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'll be back here again next week with another podcast. But until then, you guys, get out there and run your lives before life runs you. Bye, guys.